morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Mr. Leader.
Good morning, Mr. Dupree.
Today we will rehearse the music for my new drama, Desperate Desmond. As I go through the play, I would like you to come in once in a while with a proper incidental music. For instance, when the villain enters, you play very mysterioso. Plunk, 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 plunk. That's the villain's salary, four plunks. You understand, I suppose?
Oh, absolutely.
Very well, then we will begin with curtain music suggesting the scene. When the curtain rises, there is a scene of a wood with a stream running through it. Mr. Drummer, one moment. Not a peanut stand, just a little stream. And now that the curtain is up, the play will begin. Enter first the leading lady, Rosamond, the village maiden. One moment, Mr. Leader. Rosamond, the village maiden, comes in here, not Rosenberg, the village undertaker. We must suggest to the audience that a beautiful girl is coming in. That's the idea. That's splendid. I love that selection, the rosary. The girl, all unsuspecting of the danger which is lurking nigh, comes tripping on to meet her sweetheart. While she is awaiting his coming, the plot thickens and in comes the villain. Stop! Stop! Not on a horse! Not on a horse, Mr. Drummer. He walks in. You better stay out of this thing altogether. You have too many improvements. Mr. Leader, I think we better bring this villain on with a little mysterious music. That's the idea. Now the villain spies the girl. He approaches her and speaks. He says, "Woman, be mine." The girl fears the villain and shudders. Oh, a shudder, not a convulsion. And she says, "What, be your wife? No." So the villain says, "What, you refuse me? Have a care, me proud and haughty beauty. I say you must and shall be mine." So the girl shudders again. That is the plot of the drama, a pair of shudders. She does it just for a blind. Now the villain gets angry and he takes her by the wrist and they struggle. Wait a minute. Great Scott, what are you doing? These people are struggling here, not what you played there. Remember, this is a dramatic situation. This requires more of a di capo allegro pizzicato in cadesimo, as it were. Yes, that's the stuff. Of course, I don't understand these musical terms, but you see the idea. Now, whatever you do, get the finish right. Now, as we get to the end of the play, just as the villain is about to strangle the girl to death, in comes the hero. Shades of Henry Irving, a hero enters here, not a buck dancer. You've spoiled the best part of my drama, where the hero rushes in, knocks the villain down, and says, "You cur, I have foiled you." And then as the curtain comes down, the hero with the girl in his arms turns to the villain and says, "So you would have robbed me of my Rosamond, but at last love is the winner and the girl is mine." Let it alone. Great Scott, now you're 3 years ahead of me. Gentlemen, I think we'll postpone this rehearsal till this afternoon. Good morning.
Good night.